This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. We have a special segment for you today. It's all about life giving you lemons and you make lemonade out of them. And one local author and a horticultural expert, Paul DeYoung, has made more than just lemons. He's also grown trees, and each branch has a story. Paul DeYoung has spent over 40 years at the Landscape Garden Center here in the Sioux Empire. And after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, Paul's life grew in a different direction. Paul made it his mission to share his knowledge on nature and life. With the help of photography from Paul Schriller and the support of Fortitude Ministry founders Heather and Amos Kittleson, Paul DeYoung's new book, If Our Trees Could Talk, came to life. We are so excited to have Paul DeYoung with us, joining us in the studio to tell us more about the book. And we also have Heather Kittleson with Fortitude Ministries to share more about Paul's story. Good morning, guys. I can't wait to hear more about your story, Paul, and the book. And before we get started with that and with Fortitude's connection, how is everything going with Fortitude, Heather? It's been a while since we've caught up.
Fortitude Ministries is growing. We have become a 501c3, and so we've taken everything under one umbrella, and it just gives us so much more opportunity to do more ministry here in the Sioux Falls and surrounding areas. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, for anyone who's not familiar with Fortitude Ministries, what are you all about?
So it started off just as a podcast, and that is actually leads into how Paul and I became good friends between the Arboretum and then him also being a guest on our podcast. But since I was a little girl, I love people's stories, and my husband and I have quite the testimony, and so we wanted to share other people's stories. I'm a big believer that when we get to share our testimony, it not only helps us grow and heal, but it also lets other people feel like they are not alone. So we have about 50, actually, I think we just hit 60 with our pastor, Phil Tagg. So we're at the 60th story on our podcast. So the podcast, but I also am a speaker, a regional speaker. And then we have some events coming up. The I Am Fortified event for sons and moms is going to be on June 12th. Then we also have a mother and daughter event, which is on August 1st and August 2nd. So I just believe that creating environments and experiences for people to grow together and to learn and to heal is really important. So the foundation of family is the key concept or the key mission for Fortitude Ministries. We want to help families grow an abundant life and a healthy life together.
Is that crazy to think about now that you've done 60 stories from where you started to where you are now with Fortitude Ministries? Does that still kind of blow your mind a little bit?
The amount that we have in the queue is what blows my mind. So as we continue to grow, and I just go, whoa, we still have like 100. Literally, people are calling in or people are sending us things, like we're interviewing an upcoming story, which is so fun, is the Mall of America 2019, the mom that her son was thrown over the third floor balcony.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do.
Her and I have become wonderful friends, and that story is coming up in the next couple months. So it's like just people are coming out of the woodwork to say, hey, I have a story, or my friend has a story. So I feel like this is going to be a forever thing, which is great.
Any other future ideas or topics you can share with Fortitude, or maybe other events you have coming up?
We, between the two, obviously, as a mom of four, I'm very passionate about the way we get so tired. We run and we run and we run. And so I want to help women kind of just take a deep breath and to realize how significant and beautiful this life can be with true peace and joy. And so we have an upcoming, quarterly, we're doing some women's retreats, a 24-hour retreat. And that I'm excited about. Just 10 women at a time so that we can just kind of show them and have them experience what it is like to just take a deep breath and to incorporate that into everyday life. I have been to hell and back, literally, myself. and I've been in the rat race. I've been in the corporate world trying to juggle a family. And I have gone through the threshold of the hard stuff, the hard healing, the hard things that a lot of times is the roadblock of of why we stay in the rat race. But I believe that helping people and teaching people through retreats and through the events and all the different relationships we can build on, we really can slow down and enjoy the life that God has given us.
And we were talking about that right before we started this interview, the simplicity of just talking with someone, sitting down for a cup of coffee and just really enjoying each other's company and hearing their life stories or what's going on in their world.
Yes, it is. It is very impactful. You will realize very quickly that you are not alone in this life. And that's where a lot of the pain comes from, is when people feel alone. And when we're able to talk and share stories, and I guess just even like sitting next to one of my best friends and being able to share his story through Fortitude Podcast brought a lot of healing to his life as well.
Yeah, and we got reacquainted actually when Paul DeYoung came into our studios here at Results Town Square Media. How long have you known Paul then? It doesn't sound like that long, but between you guys talking with each other, it sounds like you've known each other for like a lifetime.
It feels like it. Paul and I both have said that the way God had brought us together was a very divine connection. But through the Arboretum Board, I was only at my second meeting at City Hall, and that was in 2022 in August, and we were just launching the podcast in October of 2022. And Paul and I started talking, and he started sharing his story with me because he had his walker, and I knew he was way too young to have a walker. And so we just had a conversation about that, and he shared that he had Parkinson's, and he's kind of like Job in the Bible, to be honest. He's gone through quite like multiple things, life threatening things, and he has come out on the other side being such a blessing to so many people. His legacy here in Sioux Falls is incredible.
What's something about Paul that inspires you, whether it's through Fortitude Ministries or through your everyday life?
He never gives up. He just every day he's got so many things going on in that head of his. Like he is the amount of people that he has touched and the lives that he has touched by not giving up through the near-death experiences and through his Parkinson's and even through his divorce. It's just, it's amazing to see how he goes, nope, I'm not giving up today. I'm not giving up tomorrow. I'm going to bloom where I'm planted, and I'm going to show people that this is possible to still have a very joy-filled life, even when you're dealt some really difficult cards.
If Our Trees Could Talk, what a title that is for Paul DeYoung, local author. He's also an expert here with plants with the Landscape Garden Center. Over 40 years experience. We're talking with him and Heather Kittleson from Fortitude Ministries. And Paul, let's get to know you a little bit. Good morning to you again. We're so happy to have you here.
Good morning to you. Heather's kind of a tough act to follow. She's got such a pretty voice and just ends. I have stutters and stammers in there, so pardon me for that, but what you see is what you get.
I love that. So before we get into your book, Paul, what got you interested in nature and the outdoors? Because having over 40 years of experience, especially at the Landscape Garden Center, that's a long time for anyone in a career.
What started out with my father, he was an outdoorsman, a hunter, and he knew quite a bit about trees, and we planted trees, so I knew more than the average Joe. So I got out of high school. I had no idea what I wanted to do, work construction. And then I went, got a 2 years associate degree. I was always going to go back to get my bachelor's, but it was Lakeland Nursery at that time, and I rode by, and I was going to work there a couple of weeks to get an apartment deposit money until I could get a real job. And I guess I never got a real job. I ended up being one of the owners. So it was just, quite often young individuals would ask me about my so-called success. I'd just say, don't get too tied up in it. Just keep educating yourself, reading, whether you go to college or trade school or whatever, because God will place it in your trail, and you got to learn how to pivot. Because long-term goals, you can get too blindsided and walk right past other opportunities. So that was a God-given opportunity. I loved it, and I'm unable to work anymore or walk, so I still have a lot of good memories, and this kind of extended, and it kept me occupied. And I feel a lifelong relationship with Heather and her family.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Now, Paul, before we learn more about your book, when I think about nature, I think of trees, plants, flowers. What's your favorite tree or flower? If you had to pick one, this is kind of a question I'm throwing at you on the spot here.
It's probably a red oak, because that's a strong, sturdy tree, gets good fall color and endures for generations, where some of these fast-growing trees, you know, they're here and there. But when you're planting a legacy, like around Touchmark and McKinnon Park, there's trees there that are hundreds of years old. So you think about, and if those trees could talk, and I'll get back to that, how we came up with the title of this book. I was going to call it Discovering the Urban Forest, and Heather and I were riding, and there was a catalpa tree in bloom. It was, which they'll be in bloom. It's sometimes called the Father's Day bloom, because that's about when they bloom. And it was built next to a horse stable that was later converted into a garage. So that was their pre-automobile. So I said, if that tree could talk, so then that stuck in Heather's mind. That became the name of the book. And I think that's actually really a good reason to buy the book, because it intrigues people if trees could talk. So I don't know if we could have came up with a better title for the book.
No, I don't think so either, especially when you think about those strong, sturdy red oaks that you were talking about just around here in Sioux Falls, the things that they might have seen. I mean, from where Sioux Falls started to where Sioux Falls is now, so much change, extra diversity added in there too. Seriously, if our trees could talk, they would have a story to tell. And Paul, your book definitely does have a story to tell. Why don't you tell us more about it? You know, explain the perfect coffee table book.
Most of this production came from volunteers that worked for zero pay other than the memories. Hopefully those are fond memories. And I think there's some life lessons in there. There's some Paulisms in there where life applies to trees. I read one while back that I didn't get in there. It says, some days you bloom, some days you grow roots. And we are growing roots for this book for quite some time. Now this week we started to bloom. This is our time to show. So both are equally important for trees and his life. Sometimes we got to grow our roots and go underground, and sometimes we got our opportunities to bloom. So that I thought that was a good life's lesson.
That's a wonderful life lesson. And since you brought it up, I have heard about your Paulisms. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear more examples about your Paulisms or what they're all about.
Well, I didn't necessarily name them Paulisms. Some others in the crew did. And sometimes I get too much wisdom involved in my conversation. So I think one is, trees are like kids. If you stake them, you got to give them room to move in the wind, kind of like kids. If you make their life too easy, they're not going to develop strong winds, and they'll fall over when they come to a crisis in life. I believe another one is, you don't want to make the soil too good in the tree hole, because then they'll just, the roots will circle around. They won't want to spread out. And that way you won't be able to get your kids out of the house when they're 21 or 18. So you want to make them stretch their roots. And that isn't word for word, but that's kind of an example of what I'm talking about.
I understand. I can guarantee you I was well out after I was 18. I had to force my parents with the idea of, okay, I'm leaving now. I'll see you later down the road. Now, Paul, with your book, If Our Trees Could Talk, this has been a dream of yours for a while for you. Have you always wanted to have a book, a photo book, great coffee table book, in relation to trees and life, or what was your inspiration?
Well, I started with the Mary Jo Wagner Arboretum, and I know what it means to Sioux Falls. It's a permanent green area in a growing city, and as the city becomes more metropolitan, kids become more nature-starved, where they don't get as engaged in nature as they used to. So this is just an opening for some kids to get a taste of trees, and I think Heather's even become more interested in trees since the onset. So it's using my knowledge that I still have left to educate other people and hopefully build in the future generations.
Absolutely. I mean, these trees are in full bloom now, by the way. Spring, summer, it is here in the Sioux Empire. Now, Paul, when you were coming up with your idea for the book and having Heather help you, what was your vision for it? Is this the vision that you thought of, having your wisdom in there with some beautiful pictures, by the way, from, again, Paul Schiller? What is that like for you to see the book come to life?
My first envision is more of a horticultural-based book with just pictures and names of the trees, which become more than that. there's been more verbiage in the book and actually more life lessons. So it's, if you're looking for scientific names and all the verbiage and knowledge of the book, there's a lot of other, it's just easy reading. And there shows the history of Sioux Falls and just what we have in this community, because my saying is we ride by postcards every day without even realizing it. We just got to open our eyes, whether it's frost-covered trees or trees in bloom or trees in fall color. So that's kind of the beauty. The beauty's all around us. We just have to stop and recognize it.
What was it like for you to partner with Paul and his photography? This is the book of two Pauls, if you think about it. And a mic, there you go. Yeah, how was it like to have all these great partners with you?
Well, Mike and I navigated the city because I had all these tree places in my head, but I didn't have the addresses. So, and then we tried to hunt out other ones too. So we had to develop this code talking, because if you'd say right, I'd go, or left, I'd go right. So we had to develop, because we about had several accents. And then Paul, I kind of led him around, gave him some opportunities, and he kind of took it from there. So there was a lot of talents and effort put in there. And Heather was kind of the inspiration for me, because when I first went on the podcast, I was at a very low point in my life, like most people go through. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of seemed to click between us, because she asked she said, now what can I do for you? And I mentioned that, and she was right on it, got a team lined up. I had talked to Mike Cooper earlier. She got us in touch with the publisher and just kind of flirt. We met around my kitchen table several times, and it seems like ancient history now, but Heather's enthusiasm kind of carried me through the first couple laps.
Is it harder to write a book than to actually come up with the idea? What's that process like for you?
It can be a long, arduous journey, and sometimes you just want to have it finished. And now people say what a gorgeous book it is, but I've seen it so many times, I'm almost like, or get it out of my hands, get it in the public's hand. It's been gratifying, but I need a break now, but I believe I'm going to get involved in another project in the All Saints and McKinnon Park area, historical aspect of that with a couple other partners. So I believe that might be starting soon. So I got to rev my engine up again, but that's probably the best thing for me, because with Parkinson's, you can either sit around and mope and wither and melt away, or you can bloom where you're planted. That's my saying. I should have brought you some bracelets, because when Heather and I did a speaking engagement at Sioux Falls Christian, there's little rubber bracelets that say bloom where you're planted. So whatever circumstance you're in, you can change it into a positive thing.
Well, you are definitely blooming. Paul DeYoung, it's all about If Our Trees Can Talk, the new book from Paul DeYoung. We also have Heather Kittleson from Fortitude Ministries with us, just explaining this big journey. Heather, why did you decide to help Paul in his journey to make his dream become a reality?
Well, I saw just that Paul has a lot of life left. And even with the cards that he's been dealt with, like Parkinson's, when he shared with me that his dream to do this book was something that he wanted to leave his legacy with, anyone who knows me will say, oh, careful what you say to her, because she'll make it happen. And that's only because I really believe that when you do have a dream or you want to accomplish something, if you get the right people around you and you come up with some really great, you can do it. Like, we can fully walk through when we have the right people that surround us. And so when Paul said, I really want to do this book, and I said, done, I will find the people. And so called up Jeremy Brown with Throne Publishing. He's wrote a lot of books or helped people in the community write their legacies and wrap it up with a bow. And then we got Paul Schiller, who donated his time and all of his photography. And Mike Cooper, being the director of the Arboretum, it just made sense. So Paul and Mike and Paul did a lot of road trips around the city. And just so people know, this book is, what was the total of pages?
It's like 200 pages.
Yeah, it's about 200 pages. And it's a beaut, it's big, with just bright, gorgeous pictures. And there's two different versions. When you asked earlier about the vision of the book.
Yes.
Paul really wanted to educate, because our kids are not getting out and looking at these trees and digging in the dirt as much as they should be. I grew up that way, and that's why I've always had a passion. Boundary waters, canoeing, water trees, mm-hmm. all of that is in my blood and growing up on a farm. So we wanted to inspire, Paul said, I want to inspire kids to get out and take a look and learn more about horticulture. And so 7 quadrants of the city, he knows pretty much every tree that's planted everywhere in the city because he's planted over, what, 75% of them through his business. So we picked out beautiful trees within all 7 quadrants, and that's how the book is broke out. It's like the McKinnon area park and then a couple of the big historical trees and where they come from, how they got here from the, because this used to be a prairie.
Yeah.
So there wasn't trees. They all had to get shipped in here. And the growth and the beauty that Sioux Falls has now due to just great leadership in our community, we wanted to capture that. And then the Paulisms and his legacy. When I was calling around raising money for this book, it was so interesting. Like, truly touched my heart to hear the stories about Paul from the time that he was 19 years old, doing the landscaping in these individuals' backyards. Like, just the friendships that he has grown and cultivated. And people love Paul, absolutely love Paul, because he's genuine, he's kind, he's complete unconditional love. Shines through to so many people. So when we had the book launch last Thursday,
yes,
at All Saints Touchmark, which just a complete shout out to them because it was an amazing turnout. They did they hosted the entire thing, did all the marketing for it. They packed the house. Paul packed the house. I know Paul Schiller and Mike Cooper and Paul DeYoung, just they draw people because of the legacy that they have left here. And I can't tell you how many times I teared up and cried just looking out into the audience and seeing the people that were there to support Paul, because his whole life he has done the same. He's planted so many seeds in all of these people's lives, and they in return came to show the support to Paul. And it was really beautiful.
You still are the talk of the town. And I think you jokingly said, we're not going to need all that food. Yeah. Not many people are going to show up. Yep, exactly. And the food was gone. How does that make you feel knowing that the community is supporting you?
Well, I felt I was tired and overwhelmed in the night, but it was so gratifying. And my daughter was out of state, so she couldn't make it. My two sons were there. My kids, of course, are the people I want to make the most proud of me. So it was nice to have my two boys there and many friends, and Heather and Amos were there, and just an accumulation of hard work by so many people. I felt like I was blowing my own horn too much. And then I got an award from Mayor Paulton Haken.
The proclamation.
Ah.
The proclamation and the medallion. And that took my breath away. I had to speak shortly after that. And my son said, I never heard you at a loss for words, Dad, but I wish I could have that back and say it. Save some more information, but I did the best I could at the time. But I needed rest after that event because it was very gratifying. The turnout was beyond my wildest dreams.
Aww, that's amazing to hear. Just to think, starting off at a kitchen table, going over the book itself, how you wanted to lay it out, which is genius, by the way, separating that into quadrants. That was beyond a brilliant idea. And then to see it all come to life at your book release. The community is behind you. It's not just the 4 partnerships at that kitchen table. It's a community-wide partnership. And that's pretty rare to say for an individual that has made that much of an impact, you know? And Heather, I guess my question for you, I said friendship when I wrote it down, but I think this partnership has turned into family.
Yeah.
Is that right to say?
Yeah. Yeah, we have completely fallen in love with Paul DeYoung. My family, my girls, Amos and I just cherish our friendship with Paul. We get to do a lot together, and my girls color him pictures, and he's got pictures hanging up in his place from my girls, and there's a lot of life left in Paul, and we want to be able to just see this out. Even through his Parkinson's journey, we want to make sure that Paul lives his best life yet. And I know that the community has surrounded Paul, and it, like we were saying, just in such a beautiful way. When we were raising money, like First Premier Bank, Dave Rosenboom is a dear friend from high school, and they gave a very substantial amount towards the book. Pizza Ranch, Adri the owner and who started it from the very first crust and pizza sauce for Pizza Ranch. those two used to hang out in high school and after, and did a lot of things we can't say on the air. But like there's so many people that stood behind Paul to accomplish this dream. And so it just takes one little spark. That's what I tell people. It just takes one person to believe in another. And then to see I could go through all the sponsors, but there were so many people that said, yes, how much do you want? Yes, I want to donate 5,000. Yes, I want to donate 10. I mean, people were all in on making this dream come true for Paul.
Well, the name's going to be changed to protect the guilty, so I better not say too much. But I remember Adrian, he was 19 years old, and he was kind of a character. Of course, anybody was if they ran around me. We all signed, I think we were 19 years old, and we signed a breadboard, a pizza board, and he hung it in his office. He still has it in his corporate office. Now, I believe there's over 300 pizza ranches. I'm not sure on my math. Heather, I believe you took a picture of it. And all our signatures, because we would go there after we played softball so we could get free beer and pizza as he practiced. So, and we didn't think it would ever turn into what it is today. So he's been thoroughly blessed by God. Him and his wife are very godly individuals. So I'm proud to know him.
Beautiful story. And it's your beautiful story, too, that is still continuing. Paul, what's next for you? What's another future goal that you have or something that you want to do?
Well, first of all, I want to thank God for the blessings I've had in my life. It's all about the people. How can I affect at least one person a day in a great way? And I think we're all capable of doing that. I have been approached by a group about doing a book about All Saints neighborhood in McKinnon Park area because I don't drive anymore, but I have a little cart, so I go down the sidewalks at a real slow speed. So you really appreciate the architecture and landscape and trees there. So we might do a book entirely on that area. And there's plenty of treasure to go around there.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Again, we are talking with Paul DeYoung and Heather Kittleson. If Our Trees Could Talk, new book that is officially out now. And where can people get a copy of your book, Paul?
Well, by the end of the week, they can get at Ace Hardware on 41st in Minnesota. And I think they'll have it in all locations because I'm pretty sure they'll sell out of those right away. And Lewis Drug, all 9 locations are going to have them within the next day or two. And then at the Arboretum can be picked up, the Mary Jo Wagner Arboretum. That would give you a chance to get out there and see what it's all about. There is some road construction, but there is access to that.
5 seasons here. It's winter, spring, summer, fall, and then construction season in between there. And Heather, are the book's proceeds going to benefit anywhere? Can you tell us about that?
I can, yes. There is a $20 version, and that we really want to get that into the hands of schools and families so that they can possibly just take the book and tour around and go to all the quadrants and look at the trees that we've captured in the book. And then there's going to be a $55 version that is more of a collector item. Mm-hmm. And that will just the print quality will be a little bit more striking. All the different locations that you can pick it up, like he had just said, Ace, Lewis, and the Arboretum will be the benefactor. Beneficiary? What's the word I'm looking for?
Benefactor.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think
that came out and didn't feel quite right. But all proceeds go back into the Arboretum so we can continue to make the Mary Jo Wagner Arboretum just more beautiful than it already is.
Wonderful. If Our Trees Could Talk, new book from local author Paul DeYoung, Heather Kittleson with Fortitude Ministries. So great to connect with you again, Heather. And Paul, it's great to know a little bit more about your story and your amazing book. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to another edition of Sunday Focus. Thank you so much to author Paul DeYoung and Fortitude Ministries founder Heather Kittleson for joining the program today to talk all about the new book, If Our Trees Could Talk.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.